My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, pleased to have you along. It's our second hour of the radio program.
Happy birthday, Lee Corso, apparently.
Yeah, 89 today?
89.
Is that right?
I don't
know. You sure he's not 117?
Vancouver 4 text line, and I'm not going to double check that. I'm taking whoever came up with Lee Corso's 89th birthday, I'm taking that as the gospel truth.
I did see the same figure on X earlier today. I believe that's correct.
There yeah. Aug 7, 89. Born in 1935.
Boy, you want to talk about someone that's seen some stuff over his years? I mean, I guess that's everyone when you go to a certain point, but I just think about what you being born in the, you know, at I'm not necessarily the turn of the century, but, you know, not too far into it. And where we're at now, I guarantee that guy's just confused at all times by what's happening around him.
Well, he saw, what was he, I don't know, 10-ish when he saw the fall of Nazi Germany.
Yeah. That blows my, well, I mean, just think
about wonder all, what he thinks about that.
All the stuff that he's seen from in the civil rights movement and the way the country has changed and...
Wait, don't ask him.
Yeah, I was going to say. Here's my standard response to anyone born in the 20s, 30s, 40s, any of your grandparents. Just don't ask him questions that are politically charged or you don't want to know. Because it really was a different time. It's like when we find out that like John Wayne had really racist views. Like, you think? He was born in like 1912.
Wait, John Wayne had racist views?
Like, they drug up that interview that he had from like Playboy from like 1976. And it was
I thought it was about women.
Oh, no. No, it was about, I think he was calling them the Negroes, and it's really problematic. But again, ask anyone from that time, and you're going to get some really, really uncomfortable answers. Don't ask them the question. Never go to your 90-year-old grandpa and be like, hey, grandpa, what did you think of race relations when you were growing up? Just don't. It's not good.
Yeah, there was a guy. Well, I told you about Ott. He was the old guy at my parents' new home that they live in out in Salina. And Ott was born in Germany.
Yeah.
And Ott is old.
Mm-hmm.
And Ott was telling a story after a few extra beers.
It's not good.
At the happy hour there.
Yeah.
He was telling a story about fleeing Germany, and boy, did I have questions.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask any of them.
No.
Not a one.
Nope. Well, and I've...
In my head, it was, hey, he was fleeing. He was not a Nazi. He was fleeing. But I don't know. I don't know the truth. I don't want to know the truth.
Yep. I think every person that if you've gotten into enough things has run into that old old person. The one we ran into was some friends of ours. I could not believe she was still alive because she was an old lady when she was friends with us. And we ran into her mother, who was from Austria. And she had some interesting views on that.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of apologies coming from our friend saying, well, she's old and from that area. She had some
a lot of qualifiers.
She had thoughts on German Shepherd dogs. She had thoughts on the Asians. It was, I'm not going to say what she thought of the Jews. Let's just say it was, again, maybe the most interesting and also problematic conversation I've ever had in my entire life. All over some pancakes at a casino in La Center. You're not expecting to eat some cinnamon roll pancakes and hear that coming out of an elderly woman's mouth.
Girl, you something else.
Back to baseball. The White Sox broke the streak last night.
Yes.
Thanks to the stupid A's.
It's over. We think.
Well, it started up again today because they lost again. So they are now, you know, they're 40. They're only 40 and a half out in the AL West. Or, AL Central.
So was this one 21, right?
The streak? Yeah, 21. The record is 23.
Yeah.
They ended the streak after 21.
To be fair, though, that 23 is from like 18 something.
No, 1961.
Oh, yeah. I thought they'd already tied the modern streak.
No, 1961, Phillies lost 23 in a row. Mm. The Spiders, who I told you about a couple of, well, maybe that was earlier this week or last week. You remember when I was talking about the Spiders?
Yes.
From 18, I think they were from 1899.
I think that's the one I'm thinking of.
That one kind of doesn't really get counted because, again, the owner of the team owned another team, and he took all the good players and put them on the other team. And so the Spiders had no play. Like, they were so bad that
teams refused to play.
Teams did not want to go to their stadium to play them. They would only play them if they came to their home.
And then we had the rule of you can't own two teams.
And by the way, that team, the Spiders, I was looking at what the record is for how many games back a team finished.
Mm-hmm.
Because the White Sox are 28-89 and 40 and a half back in the AL Central.
Hurts a little bit, yeah.
So they're the worst team in baseball. The Guardians are actually the best team in baseball at 67-47. Mm-hmm. The Spiders that year finished only 84 games out of first place.
Oh, ouch.
So the White Sox have a ways to go.
They do have a ways to go on that. Although they're trying, because you mentioned this losing streak. They've already had a 14-game losing streak this year, too. So, you know, that's impressive on its own.
Well, what I'm hoping is that they start another one, and we can blame it on the ineptitude of the A's.
Yeah,
for them having not lost 40 in a row.
It's disappointing.
You know.
Yeah, because if there was going to be a team that, you know, I'd give you the A's, come on, freaking A's.
Well, the Astros almost threw a no hitter last night again.
Yeah,
and they won again today. So now we have a tie in the AOS. But I was looking at the Astros. I don't know what it is with the Astros and no hitters. You know that they have 6 no hitters since 2019.
I did not know that. They have 6 and
yeah.
Good Lord.
Verlander threw one.
Some of those are team ones though, right?
Yeah. A couple of them are combined, yeah.
3 of them are combined.
Yeah.
Verlander threw one, Framber Valdez threw one, almost threw another one last night, and then the Blanco kid threw one earlier this year.
Yeah, and the Blanco kid that did it, he's not even good. Not even good.
Well, he's all right. Young guy, I think.
Well, not really. I think he's just is struggling. I want to say he's in his late 20s or even early 30s. He just has been a guy that has struggled to stay in the bigs.
Who was the dude who threw one for the Yankees and gave up 10 earned the previous start? You remember that earlier this year?
Yeah. Heel.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like Gil, but it's heel.
Yeah, that's correct.
It is one of those things that no hitters aren't necessarily, you know, that's not a product of you being a, you know, necessarily a dominant pitcher. It's just your
Astros, that's weird.
Yeah, that is
weird. That's a lot of...
I think there's one thing that we can point to.
That's right.
Cheating.
No one's ever looking at their pitchers for cheating.
No, I mean, we're just talking about banging on the trash cans, but who knows what the cheating pitchers are doing. Although now you got the little remote thing and... You know, you can call for your pitches.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget about that until I see, like, a catcher doing it. They got a little pad down there. You can call, you're calling, like, the old Nintendo Tecmo Bowl.
You're calling for your
pitches.
I don't know how that works. The pitcher has a thing
has
in his
little,
hat.
A little, yeah.
And is it just a sequence of beep, beep, beep? Or whatever.
I don't know, or if it whispers, you know.
Hey, throw a curveball.
Curveball. Yeah, the catcher just has a little thing, and
fastball,
he just
please.
Presses a button, and you don't have to have signs anymore.
Change up, homie.
What if you can do like, you know, different
voices?
Yeah, different voices. You get like a sexy voice in there, or like, you know,
Liv Schreiber.
Yeah, there you go. Dun, 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 some dramatic music.
Ty Burrell.
Vancouver Ford text line correcting us. So it was not Heal. It was Domingo Germán who got the no hitter.
Okay. Mm.
Does it matter?
No.
No.
Just somewhere that, well,
accuracy.
To that person, dude,
you're
that,
speaking Japanese.
There was some Yankee fan that was like, idiot. Incorrect.
It was Lynch.
Rop is probably an idiot.
If the playoffs started today, here's what you would have. Orioles, Twins, 3-game series. Winner plays the Guardians.
Don't bet on the Twins, even though I will, and then they'll lose 3 in a row.
How about this? You'd have Astros, Royals. Winner plays the Yankees.
Well, that's fun.
Isn't that fun?
That is fun.
In the National League, you'd have Padres, Diamondbacks. Winner playing the Phillies.
I don't like that at all.
And then you'd have the Brewers and Braves with the winner playing the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Mets for a while. I mean, we're like a game and a half back, but, you know. We got plenty.
Well, there's
time.
A lot of ball left. A
lot
left.
Of ball left to be played.
But, you know, kind of interesting.
Yeah.
To look at the.
Yeah, where we're going here.
What could happen. It's really heating up in baseball.
Yes.
It's getting good.
Well, and I love the fact that the extra wild card, because it just.
Yeah.
You know, it makes so many other teams that are
it's
in
good
play.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Money in the bank. Remember that?
Hayes in the barn.
All right. I've got wild high school news. Do you like high school?
Not really, but, you know. It fascinates me that grown men get that into high school sports.
They have kids then.
Nah, not all of them.
Yeah. Well, I think you need to draw a distinction there. I think the ones with the kids, I can see how you can fall into it.
I'll take it.
Ones without kids, I don't really get that.
I'll take it a step further. Even if you do have a kid in school, again, I'm concerned that you care that much about high school sports. Ah! Just say it.
It's what the nostalgia will do to you.
Ah! Oh, it is fascinating. I feel that smell that fresh house. Maybe move past that. Time to
what?
Move on to something else. Maybe get into the collective works of Bette Midler or something. Find something else to tug at the heartstrings.
Bette Midler. Here's what we're going to do.
Hey,
we're
I love Bette Midler. She's a national treasure.
Light up the phones. Buck will put you on hold. We're going to take phone calls. Your favorite high school memories. But that. Biggest sports moment for you in high school.
Nothing sounds worse for this show.
You know, some guys are going, oh,
yes,
God, finally.
Fire! Yes, this is my opportunity.
Line them up and we'll probably get to you. Or maybe.
Yeah, trucks, balls, like, yeah. Whenever I run into anyone that's like, hey, I played you in high school, it's usually, I kicked your ass. Of course you did.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I was the worst high school player of all time, according to everyone that ever played against me.
All right, it's 4:15 on The Fan. Not a high school talk. We've got phone calls lined up. We want to hear your glory moments. Yeah,
this guy says he scored 46 points in an intramural b-ball game at his community college. He was on fire.
That's awesome.
Hells yeah.
I want to hear more about that. Call in, sir.
I want to hear about that sweet jumper that you hit. Come on. That big run you had in the Mountain View Evergreen game. Let's go. I also like this one, too. I'll get people that be like, yeah, man, I bet you remember playing against me. Absolutely.
I worked with a guy who went on to be an anchor and play-by-play guy, but he went to high school with Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. He tells everybody, one game, me and Harbaugh combined for 44 points in a hoops game. And then they're like, how many did you score? He's like, well, I got 2 of those points.
That's right.
Jim Harbaugh could play ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet you Harbaugh was
That family was super
athlete.
Competitive, yeah. Played everything.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, and Harbaugh's a big guy. And I'm sure in high school, I'm sure he was a great basketball player. Most of those guys back in the day played dual sports. I don't know if that's, I think everyone kind of specializes now, but that was back in the day when you were drinking your milk, man. You went from like season to season playing all the different sports.
Well, you know our theory here, and it is that if anything from high school is still even remotely significant in your life, you need to live a little more life.
Yeah.
That's how we feel. But, you know, we're not always right about everything. I mean, sort of. Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
We are, though.
Yeah, just saying, if you're constantly yearning for the glory days of high school.
I do knew that.
Yeah, I do.
So here's my high school news. This comes to us from Olympics. Did you know that in the United States, there is a high school that has churned out an Olympian?
I saw this.
At every summer games?
Yeah.
Since 1952?
I did not. When I saw this come across the timeline, that was definitely one of those, come again? Excuse me?
That's insane.
That's nuts.
One Olympian, at least one, from the same high school in every Olympic Games, summer games, since 1952.
It almost seems impossible.
It really does.
Yeah, right.
Or just completely freakish, or you had some people who multiple games and you kind of kept the streak alive. I don't know.
Now, I'm curious, is this school really good at one specific sport or discipline, or is it just a little bit of everything?
No, it's everything. They're talking
That's
about...
That's even crazier.
It's Woodrow Wilson Classical High School.
Yep.
It is in Long Beach, California.
Yeah. I saw this on, I believe it's Yahoo Sports.
Yahoo, yeah. Yahoo? I love Yahoo. That's a new up-and-coming website.
Yep.
Maybe you can get your email through them, maybe someday.
Yeah, put them in jail! Yahoo!
Yeah, I think it was, there was a diver, there was like a female diver back in the day that started this, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, so... the last time they didn't have an athlete at the Summer Games, Harry Truman was president. Gas cost 26 cents, and credit cards were not a thing. They had not been invented.
Yeah.
Yeah, the U.S. boycotted in 1980. That would be the only exception.
Yeah, they have 30-plus alumni that have... So it's not one... Yeah, 30-plus have gone on.
Yeah, exactly.
Track and field, swimming, volleyball, baseball, rowing, water polo, just to name a few.
Crazy. I mean, if you told me it was like, oh, they're a swimming factory or whatever, then that's one thing. But it's almost more impressive that it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, it might just be one of those, like, an area with super active people, and then that you get a reputation, you got a great sports program. And so if you are... talented, one of those things that you gravitate towards this high school. It's crazy.
Yeah, they said that administrators there have reached out to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee to see if their school has produced more Summer Olympians than any other high school. And they came back with we can't really verify that. We don't know.
We think!
It says the true Olympic stat keepers can get really granular, but they just don't keep stats for high school.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I know there's areas, like there's one out of Newport News, Virginia, and that like puts D1 football players and in the NFL, like you wouldn't believe.
Michael Vick's from there.
Uh-huh. I think Iverson's from that area too. There's another one, like it's like Belgrade, Florida. It's just like middle of nowhere swamp outside of Miami. And they have like a muck bowl down there. Like Sports Illustrated did a thing about it. And it's same thing. It's just poor downtrodden community, but they just crank out D1 athletes left and right. So I know it's something like that, but the Olympics seems, and just how varied it is, it's crazy.
Yeah. One of their advantages is that they've had a lot of water polo players and other aquatic sports Olympians.
Yeah.
And they said that is no doubt a byproduct of the fact that their school is so close to, it's gone now, but it was called Belmont Plaza Olympic Pool, and it would host the swim trials in the 60s and 70s. Like, so, it was a big deal.
Yeah, gravitated there.
So it's much like, you know, at Oregon.
Hayward Field, something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. All that.
Yeah, if you're gifted towards that, you find a way to go to those sorts of places. But I'm always like, every day I wake up now during the Olympics and there's new little fun stats.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I could not believe this. We haven't won a weightlifting medal in like 40 years.
That's because we don't cheat.
Well, but...
Am I right?
We do cheat. We cheat like everyone else.
Oh, I thought the Russians and Chinese really cheated in that
sport. But you're telling me we don't do, our guys don't do roids either?
That's what I'm telling you.
Well, that's a lie. I think they just do it better than we do. But yeah, I didn't know. We had like a 135-pound dude today. He won a bronze medal. And that was like the first time in decades that we had won a weightlifting medal. And I was like, are you? And then like... You ever have that where you don't believe the stat? You're like, well, that's impossible. So you start doing
There's no way.
You just start doing some...
That can't be right.
That's what I said. Like, Mark Henry was like a WWE wrestler. And I remember, I was like, Mark Henry was like the strongest guy in the world. And like, he went to the Olympics. He went to two of them. Didn't get a medal. I was like, wow. I just, there's always, you know, it's a weird fact when you don't believe it. You're like, wrong, fake news, mainstream media, a bunch of liberal BS.
Well, I had one of those today. And I clearly have not been paying attention, but I didn't know how dominant USA women's basketball was.
Oh, yeah, dude. We kick everyone's ass. I think we've won, won 10 of the last 11.
They've won 7 straight gold. So it goes, they haven't not won the gold since the 92 games.
Was it 92?
And are they on a ridiculous win streak, too?
They've won games? 59 straight games.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We kick everyone's ass. But yeah, we, because I said that once. I said, like, do we win, like, everyone? And, of course, someone was like, incorrect, Sook. We lost, like, 9 Olympics ago. I was like, oh, sorry.
Dumbass.
We win almost everyone. And then we took silver at some point. But, yes, apparently we just kicked the hell out of everyone. We beat the crap out of Nigeria today.
Yeah, I don't really know why we're so good at that. Again, does this go back to the thing with soccer where
I just don't think there was
we
a lot
are
of...
more advanced with women's sports?
I think that's precisely it. We've put a lot of eggs in that basket before other countries did.
It'll catch up. And it's caught up with us in the men's side, but we're still the best at it. But it's like us trying to catch up with the rest of the world in soccer, and they're trying to catch up with us in other things. Like
suck it, rest of the world.
Oops. And can we also, and this isn't a shot at anyone in particular, but like, dude, women.
I bet it is.
Well, women's rights and like lifting up women isn't necessarily a global priority in a lot of places. Like, let's be honest.
Because these bitches be high maintenance. Oh, dear.
That's, speaking of problematic.
That fit entirely too well.
That did fit entirely too well. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, you know, it's like, I get it. We may not be the most perfect place on earth, but, there's places that are a lot worse than us to go over and, you know, be a part of their female athletic programs.
Is the Iran
women's
Olympic team stout? I'm guessing not.
Guessing. Just.
And that is no...
probably going to say
that
no.
is no shot at their women.
No, it's just, you know.
You're just not allowed.
No. Some of those places are just now figuring out that it's okay for women to ride the bus on their own, let alone, I don't know, go and play sports. I forget which country it was.
Are you thinking beach volleyball?
No, the where they were blacking out the highlights. Did you see that this year?
Oh, no.
It was one of the Middle Eastern countries, and they were showing Olympic highlights. Well, they can't show, and I forget if it was Jordan or some Middle East country. I forget which one it was, but it went viral. They can't show female skin. So they were showing highlights of like women running, but all the arms and legs and everything was, they had blacked out bars. So imagine just seeing like a highlight of like the women running
floating
hurdles.
Torso.
Yeah. And it's just, not really a torso because a lot of them have midriff. It's just like a head. It's like from like the collarbone up, you just see a head and some feet.
Well, to that
and by
end,
the way, they did an amazing job, like of making sure, like who's ever in charge of editing that, I'm guessing it's a very serious thing, and they did a bang up job.
I think that it was Egypt that had women in the beach volleyball competition, and they were covered head to toe. Yeah. Like they had the head wrap, they had long black sleeve shirts, long pants, and they're playing Spain, who's in like red bikinis. It was very odd.
Yeah.
You think that's porn for the men in those countries?
They probably blacked those out too.
They're like, well, oh, this is hot.
That's why you have to black those things out. Like it's a thing.
Yeah, but they watch them live. Like you can't black it out.
I don't think you're there allowed to watch it
tape
live.
Delay.
That's tape delay. Like I have to tell like my kids when they travel sometimes, I'm like, you got to be real careful. Not every place enjoys the same sort of, you know, women's empowerment. Like my daughter you've met Taylor many a times. She has one might say an attitude, bit of a sassy personality. And I've had to point that out as she's now decided to go live abroad. Not everywhere you go appreciates that sass. The way that the United States does.
So yeah, she better tone it down.
Just be careful. Be careful where you go running around.
Yeah, it's wild out there.
It is. Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry we didn't get to all your calls on your high school glory years, guys. But stay on hold and maybe we'll get there.
Yes.
There was one call that was coming in. I neglected to pick it up.
Why?
That hurts.
Why do you think?
Offensive.
This guy was a first-team all-league goalkeeper in high school and then went on to play at OSU. My last game in high school, his best friend scored an own goal. Think about that. That son of a bitch scored on him.
What's your high school highlight?
Seriously,
like
did you guys win state or something?
Yeah. Like, did you?
I don't think we won more than like three games. We were terrible.
Okay.
Did you do anything
cool? Did you do? Have you done anything?
I was an offensive
You're
lineman.
A fraud.
What do you want? Like a sweet kickout block I had on 96
yes!
Power King?
Yeah, did you lay somebody out and spring a big one?
Look, you're not doing this because it's us. But if you, let's say you're at a speaking engagement and it's a Q&A and some kid gets up there and is like, oh, hey, I wonder, what's your big high school achievement? When you think of high school sports, what comes to mind about your high school experience?
This is, I do remember.
I'll take your answer off the air.
I do remember this one. We were playing.
See, you always have one.
We have one. We were playing Tumwater, who was one of the best teams in the state. Like, they were like a powerhouse. And I remember blocking this kid, and just the poor bastard in front of me had no, he weighed like 180 pounds. It's a high school D lineman. And I remember just abusing him play after play. And we were just getting our ass kicked. And at one point I'm laying on top of him trying to like, you know, be like, yeah, whatever. And
I'm
he
gay,
looks
I'm
at
gay,
me
I'm
and
gay.
Goes, I feel so bad for you. And I was like, what? And he goes, look, and I look up and they had taken the ball off of our running back and we're running the other way to go up like 56-3. And he goes, you're really good. And I'm sorry for you. And I was like, I'm sorry for being an ass. And we shook hands.
Uh-huh.
And that was, I think we lost like 56-3. And that was the game. The only points we score, I believe at the time, was a state record field goal. Ryan Lindell, former or future NFL kicker.
Yeah.
He kicked like a 59 or like a 60 yard field goal. That was the only points we scored in that game.
And that's like what you.
What? We were so bad.
Did you play any other sports or anything?
Did
you do like weightlifting or something?
Like a
God.
Wrestling?
What a loser high school career you had. Hell, mine was better than that.
Got nothing. I don't know. When you're the left guard on a team that is what? Like the worst team in the league, what do you...
Did you play any other sports at all?
Yeah, I did track and field. And
How'd
yeah.
that go?
Oh, I don't
Got
know.
Got any super hot highlights from
I
that?
Was the definition of middle of the road.
What about you, Buck?
High school highlight?
Yeah. Everybody's got one.
I don't.
Guys have these.
How come I don't?
Well, you just did. You just told us. It was rather unimpressive.
I mean, it wasn't. It was like my summer ball team, but I threw a no-hitter when I was 17.
Uh-huh. Ah. See? Buck has one, too.
Yeah. I recovered a fumble once. I don't know.
Mine was the Pheasant Bowl, that was in eighth grade. And everybody knows. I mean, most people have read about that, I would imagine.
I mean, I got nice honors. Does that count? Like when you got named, like I got named an All-American. Is that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Boring, but cool.
Yeah. I got a little certificate in the mail from Prep Star magazine. That was like the first recruiting magazine. And then I was a Tacoma News. Me and Joey Harrington were Tacoma News Northwest Nuggets. One of the best 11 players from Washington, Oregon, and Idaho combined.
Yeah.
Lame.
You went the rough route. You should have just said Hawk 2 and made millions.
I know. So bad.
Hawk 2 and spit on that thing.
I wish I had cooler high school moments, but...
You don't.
No. The pulling guard does not have a lot of sweet moments.
Now, if we did this at the fan and did a whole round table with fan hosts...
Yeah.
Who would... Would it be Swigard or like who would...
It would be Dirt.
Dirt seems to...
He was a high school quarterback.
Yeah, Dirt, like, kind of makes fun of it, but I think Dirt secretly thinks it's awesome that he was a quarterback.
I mean, I feel like the quarterback has the most stories, and they were kind of, like, the guy. And
he would
so
be in his element.
I think it would be Dirt.
Okay. Not Dusty?
I bet Fan Man probably had some high school moments of glory. I got banned from throwing the javelin because I almost hit a kid for, you know, that was that.
No way.
Yeah. That was,
it's like Happy Gilmore going to the penalty box for taking off his skate and trying to stab a guy.
Well, like, I was not very good at throwing the javelin because I didn't take it very seriously. And so one of my buddies was way far away. Like, there's no chance. So I yelled at him. I'm like, hey, and I threw it. And it was like the only good throw I've ever had. And it took off on a line. And I was like, oh, God. And then I yelled and he ducked. And
that's
it came.
Like when you don't wait for the green to clear.
Yes.
And you hit. He's like, oh, I can't hit him.
Yes.
And you hit him.
Boy, I'll tell you what. They do not take that lightly.
Well, no.
It was
could have killed someone.
It was a thing.
Oh, no.
That was the end of my javelin.
We almost never knew you.
Yes.
And you were just a guy sitting in prison because you speared someone with a javelin in high school.
I was so scared. I mean, it was like one of those, like, where did that come from? Like, God reached down and was like, gave me a thunderbolt for an arm for one time. And it just so happened the one time. And I was like one of my best friends. I was scared. I was so happy when he missed. Coaches, not so much.
All right. Sorry. We got to go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone saying Danny would brag. That's pretty good. Danny
about
and Dirt.
What?
Well, about the high school accomplishments.
But what did he do? What did
I don't
he play?
Know, but I'm sure it was great.
I bet it wasn't.
I apologize for my lack of highlights.
Well, we're all just a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, you
Dude,
come
he's
with
such an effing loser.
You come with the most pedigree around here, and that was.
It's an old lineman, man. I do knew that. You know how bad it is to be an old lineman on a bad team?
No, yeah. I don't. Yeah, I was too busy hanging with girls. Getting it in.
I thought high school guys played football for the girls.
Again.
Not offensive linemen.
O-lineman, man.
All right, we got to go. In the news is next. Oregon is hemorrhaging jobs. And Renee, you little bitch. That's next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's a guy who wants to go with you to the Mets Mariners game.
I'll get right on that.
Well, he said he'll drive.
Yeah.
If you give him one of the tickets and you'll go together. He says he is low risk and he attached his LinkedIn I profile. Like it.
See, and the problem isn't even me driving. Again, it's 3 hours up, 3 hours back. It's a lot. It's asking a lot of this this old lazy man when my couch and some tasty banquets are sitting there right just in arm's reach waiting for the Mets Mariners.
He's a VP.
Oh.
Nice. Or no, he's a director.
Oh, well, that's out. I'm not going with the director.
Is this the same guy?
If it was a VP, if it was a VP, maybe. But I'm not riding up with the director. Get out of here.
Looks like a nice guy.
What kind of car are we talking about, too? I need to know these.
He kind of looks like Bill Hader.
We driving a Subaru. You got a Labradoodle. Is this a Buckley situation? I'm going to need more info.
I do believe he is low risk. He's been at the same company for 24 years.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm sure he's a delightful man.
Yeah. Again, I need to know. Are we dealing with leather seats, cloth? What kind of leg room we talking about? Are snacks involved? Are we stopping at Dick's on the way up? I mean, come on.
It is August 7, 2024. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello.
Bro.
Today is beach party day.
Oh, who doesn't love a good beach party?
Yeah, beach parties are cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we don't really have beaches here. We have coasts, but, you know.
Yeah, I saw that. there's something going on downtown through the month of August where they have set up a beach. Have you read about that at all?
In Portland?
Yeah.
Like on down
it's
here
right downtown. Yeah.
Tom McCall or whatever?
I don't know. No, I don't think it's Waterfront Park, but they set up a beach. They imported a bunch of sand.
Oh.
And they're doing different events.
Yeah.
And it's a beach party.
Oh, okay.
Where there's not normally beach.
Well, we were floating down the Willamette this not too long ago, and the homeless have a nice beach set up somewhere between, you know, I don't know, like a couple miles down, like past OMSI. They got a nice little beach set up. They got a little beach community going on there. A couple of sailboats that look like they've been stranded there, and you know, it's taking. Is that maybe that's what they're talking about? They import that over there. Homeless hanging out.
Yeah, baby.
Trying to find the
yeah, like, did I just show up at this beach party? Is it like, is there tiki torches? What are we? Wait, tiki torches are bad, right? We don't want to do that anymore.
Are they?
Have they been? Yeah, the whole Charlottesville thing.
Do we just call them decorative torches?
Mm. Yeah, Urban Beach Club. It's a pop-up event in Southeast Portland, bringing the beach into the heart of Portland. They opened their doors last Friday for the first time, plan to keep them open throughout August. There's sand in the middle of Southeast. The founder...
I think that's weird.
...called it a dream of hers. No better place to be than the beach.
Huh. So you just created a beach.
Mm. Yeah. It says that the sand covers 19,000 square feet. It's 4 inches deep. It took 13 truckloads to bring it in from the Columbia River.
Wow.
And she wants you to come hang. It's a pop-up event. It's free. Right. It's open for a variety of hours, Thursdays through Sundays during August.
All right.
My band's going to play there.
I'll tell you right now, there is zero chance you go to that.
Oh, I don't know about zero because my wife mentioned it to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nurse Nice was like, hey, let's head down to the beach.
Nobody loves a beach party more than Nurse Nice.
Mm. Are you going to break out the fedora?
Yeah, I might.
When's the last time you wore the Italian beefcake fedora?
I haven't worn that in a long time.
Well, I think we've got
I have two of them.
Two?
Yeah. I'm really rich.
Well, I kind of think that this is right up your alley. I'm seeing some photos of it.
I'm really rich.
Does it look fun?
Isachi.
Some umbrellas and such?
Yeah, they've got some loungers and some umbrellas. I'm not going to say that it necessarily looks fun, but it looks like it's fairly well done. It's weird because you're on the beach, but
there's no, it's like right in the middle of the city.
It's right in the middle of the,
yeah. I actually,
it's right in the middle of the city.
I don't mind the idea if it's done well.
Yeah.
It could be fun. Create a vibe.
But like I'm on the beach, but when I turn, there's just like an old brick building right there.
Do they have a pool or anything?
No, it doesn't look like it. And it's not on the water.
Is the Unipiper there?
I bet you he is. Hey, he was just voted best Portland celebrity.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to that lake.
You're going to get into a whole other thing. I ran into someone last night at a bar who informed me that he got voted second best Portland celebrity. And I was like, huh?
What was his name?
I don't know. He does trivia. He was a flamboyant gay man with a giant beard that does trivia, and apparently people love him. And I was like, you were second, and he was very proud of that. And I was like, oh, that's kick-ass. And I was like, well, who was first? And he told me the Unipiper. So, I don't know. Apparently there's some sort of voting, and...
Boy, we are hurting for celebs around
here. The Unipiper was voted number one celebrity. So to answer your question, is the Unipiper at this pop-up beach? Probably. Although this is weird because there's no water. How about like a trough of water, like a kiddie pool that I can splash around in?
It is also National Sea Serpent Day.
Oh, all right.
So shout out to all you sea serpents out there.
The old timey maps, Yibi dragons.
Oregon hemorrhaging jobs, Jace. We had
some not good.
Layoffs at Nike, OHSU, Intel, and now
Intel just laid off 15,000 people.
Now we have a 135-year-old paper mill, Willamette Falls Paper Company, is about to close.
Damn it.
They are laying off 158 employees this Friday. Yeah. And if a new buyer or investor does not want to reopen the plant and hire everyone back, it is over.
Yeah. We think.
It's sad, over! Man. We think!
135 years.
Yeah. No good.
They say the final decision will be made by August 30th.
Yeah. So basically, they just need someone to come in and want to keep it going.
Yeah, but they need your money.
Is that a
Your big radio money.
Is anyone wanting to swoop in and...
Well, the Mills have had a rough year.
Yeah. Well, the Camus one, I mean, that was like growing up. That was a whole thing.
That's done, right?
Yeah, that's done. Camus no longer smells like farts. Does this one smell like farts?
I don't think so.
Because that was the old joke, like growing up, was, hey, who farted? Camus farted. Because it was stinky. But now it's the big mill is still there. I just don't think it does anything. I mean, it just sits there and is kind of like part of the background.
I think with this one, there was talk that they would throw, one of the tribes was talking about buying it and putting a casino in there. It's right on the water there.
Dude, kick ass.
Willamette down by Oregon City. Yeah. You know, that one?
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm on board with.
See? I mean, I feel bad. Can we give the employees jobs there? I just feel bad.
Yeah.
It sucks, man. If you've been working there, not for 150 years, but let's say you're working there for like 15, 20 years, then just, you know, stinks.
Well, Rene Gonzalez, your fearless leader in the Portland City Council, is in the news today.
Well, what's she up to?
Well, it's a man. Thanks for paying attention. He is getting dragged. Would you like to apologize to him?
I'm not.
I knew that.
You did not know that.
I'm not saying anything now.
I do knew that.
I am an ignorant boob.
You don't knew that.
I do knew that.
I did.
Screw the learned people. No. No.
All right. 4:49 on the fan. Hi, pleased to have you on. It's Isaac and Souk on Wednesday. We love our Wednesdays.
Well, my.
It is in the news for Aug 7, 2024. I was telling you about Rene Gonzalez.
Yeah.
She got herself in trouble today.
I use they them pronouns.
Well, he, Rene Gonzalez, Portland City Commissioner, is under fire because it has been unearthed that he recently paid a company $6,400 in its taxpayer dollars to spruce up his profile on Wikipedia.
Interesting. Boy, that's a great line of work though. You get $6,000 to change your Wikipedia page?
No kidding.
Where do I sign up for that?
And I see here where...
apparently he cares about his Wikipedia.
Not that his Wikipedia. Wiki? Is that the right?
I would assume. It's Wikipedia, so...
Not that I've ever been on it regarding him before, but it does look quite put together now. The personal life section now says Gonzalez is married to Angie, whom he met in college and who currently works as an office manager.
Well, that's nice. Now, it also says controversies. Is it have in there about the Wikipedia controversy?
Right on the bottom. On August 7, 2024, the Oregonian reported that Gonzalez spent $6,400 of city taxpayer dollars to hire a contractor, White Hat Wiki, to make edits to his Wikipedia page in an effort to spruce up his profile as part of his mayoral bid.
Well, I mean...
So it's on Wiki that he hired White Hat Wiki.
So is it like if it's part of his bid, is there money at his disposal that he can do this? Or is this full on like...
That's a good question.
Fraud type of stuff? And by the way,
if the Oregon Live wasn't behind a paywall, I could tell you.
That's a valid point. I just can't get over $6,400. By the way, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page and it's fine.
It's nice.
I got nothing against it here, but he was raised in Anchorage, Alaska. My hometown. It just seems so weird. Oh, his dad was a federal prosecutor. So was mine. Oh my God, we're besties. Me and Rene Gonzalez, we're best friends.
Well, I don't know about you, but I always scroll down to the personal life.
Yeah, you got to go down and see what's up.
And he has 3 children with Angie. He identifies as half Latino.
Me too.
As his father was, father is Mexican American and his mother is white.
Yeah, mine is, my mom is white. As white as it can be. She's Swedish, for God's sakes. I can't get over it. That's what $6,400 gets you? I thought for $6,400 that you'd really start embellishing some stuff.
We haven't read the whole thing.
I am reading through it right now.
On the air, you've got the council race. That's 3 paragraphs. You've got early life and career. Teeing up.
Boy, I don't know, man.
Where he came from.
Got his fraternity in there.
What he's about.
He was a beta theta.
That's beta theta. Wait, is it beta theta pi? Because that would be my fraternity.
He also played varsity soccer.
Beta Theta. I think that might go. Can we grab that? That might go well with your origami that you're making over here. Your word salad.
I like it.
Your mosaic is. Yeah. It's nearly complete.
It's really it's coming around nicely. Maybe someone can make a my Wikipedia page.
I do that. Ooh,
whoa!
I like that
with special effects.
That's even better. I've got like a wah-wah pedal now. Who knew?
Wow! Wow!
$6,400.
I digged a little bit.
He got robbed.
Yeah,
I guess we got robbed.
Yeah.
Come on, Renee.
Pretty ridic.
His occupation is attorney / entrepreneur.
Well, what's funny is. So he's trying to spice up his Wikipedia page. The biggest tab on there is under controversies.
I know.
There's five of them.
Yeah, what are we doing? You would think that you would be paid to shrink the old scandal page. What other scandals has he gotten into?
Well, it says he insisted. So he ordered staff with the Portland Street Response to stop distributing tents to unhoused Portlanders and instead encourage them to seek out shelter.
I actually think that sounds pretty good.
Well, I think that's probably him putting that on there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, I want you to, under controversy, because people will go to that part of it.
That's right.
I want you to tell everybody what I'm about.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember he was the dude that said that he was assaulted and he wouldn't ride the MAX train.
Yeah.
And we saw the video.
Yeah.
You snowflake. He wasn't even.
He was that guy?
Yeah, that was that. That was
that.
I remember that. He was like. He claimed it was some sort of brutal attack that left him sore or whatnot. And like the guy brushed by him.
Yeah, he called 911 to report a light assault.
Yeah, he claimed he faced deliberate unwanted physical contact while riding the orange line of the MAX. Wrong.
In July of 2024, he insisted that the Portland City Council disallow public comments drawing attention to police brutality. Also in July, he wrote that he appreciated statements made by Andy No. Is it that he's that reporter?
And he's like the activist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's controversy for him.
Okay.
And now the Wikipedia. I mean, this guy. This guy, Renee.
Renee. Come on, buddy. $6,400.
Do you have a Wikipedia page?
I don't think so.
Can I?
Let's take a look. I don't think I have one.
Nope.
Do you?
No, but you know what comes up when I Google that?
What?
The Wikipedia page of doping in American football.
Oh.
You're on it.
I'm on it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you dope?
No.
Is this because of your steroid use?
This was like, 20 years ago when someone was like, hey, did you see steroid use? I was like, yeah, people do it all the time. And then like they tried to make it into a national headline. Like ESPN wanted me to go on there. I was like, no, I'm good. And then when the Oregon strength and conditioning coach said that if any one of his players was on steroids, he'd quit. And I was like, okay, dude. Let me come down there. I'll take a look at your team and I'll tell you which one's on steroids.
Well, that's kind of cool. That's kind of your claim to fame besides radio tough guy.
That's my claim.
Or no.
That's my claim to fame.
Well, I mean, you don't.
Sad claim to fame.
Yeah, well, you don't have many.
Nope.
But,
lame.
Podcast tough guy, local radio funny man.
And I'm on.
And. You're quoted on the Doping in American Football Wikipedia page.
Mm.
If somebody, I mean, it's pretty extensive, the stuff they have in here.
Oh, okay.
And you're in it.
Beta Theta. Beta Theta.
Sukanik, who is the co-host of a sports talk radio show, Primetime, with Isaac and Big Sook. Mm-hmm. And they spelled my name right.
Hey, congratulations. So you're on there, too.
I am.
Wow, look at us.
Isachi.
This is the sort of spontaneous press that's going to take this show to the next level.
Do you want me to read your statement?
Okay.
This is your words.
Sure. I think it was Kerry Eggers that wrote the piece.
Yeah,
he's the one
Eggers.
That asked me about it.
Yeah, because Tim Walsh is in here, too.
Yeah.
Over the course of my 5 years at BYU, I have concrete proof of 13 to 15 guys using steroids, and I would suspect five others, and BYU is more temperate than most programs. Being around NFL and NFL Europe players, they would tell me stuff that blew my mind. I know other schools are worse. I would bet my house you could find at least five guys on every Division I team in the country using steroids.
Yeah.
My best friend was a steroid monster. I shot him up probably four times in the butt. God!
Right in the butt?
He couldn't do it himself. He was afraid of needles. He was naturally 245 or 250 pounds, but he got up to 312 with a 36-inch waist. Wow.
Yeah.
He had stretch marks on his chest and shoulder and eventually blew out both of his knees. When I was with the Broncos, they brought him in for a workout. The offensive line coach came to me and said, "What's your friend on?" Another guy we played with who is still in the NFL would come back at the end of the season weighing 270. 3 weeks into the offseason, he was 295 and buff. It wasn't a big mystery what he was doing. Three guys I played with in the NFL, I saw them use steroids. The coaches knew the guys were on the juice. To pretend it doesn't go on would be a farce. It's the big no-no nobody wants to talk about, and you don't want to know what's going on at the junior college level where no testing is being done.
Yeah.
Nice. That's your quote.
That's a hell of a quote.
That is a good quote.
I remember all that.
Concrete evidence.
Well, I mean, concrete evidence.
Well, I mean, from your experience. From more experience. I mean, that's what they were asking you about.
Yeah.
And you said, here's the deal. I put it right in his butt.
That turned into a big thing. And I was like,
right in the butt?
Yeah, people wanted to be a whole thing. And I was like, oh, my God.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Wasn't willing to be the poster child for it.
Big Sook, more like Big Snitch. Am I right? Blowing the lid. You're a whistleblower.
No.
That's what you are.
I am not.
Shame.
I am not a whistleblower.
I wonder if Dan Lanning knows this. I'm going to tell Lanning about this next time he's on. See what he says about this, about you.
You're top of your helmet!
All right. That is in the news for Aug 7. Is that right? Or 8?
7th.
7th, yeah. 2024. Coming up next, it's the Hot 5 at 5. Jim Harbaugh is in more trouble. It's 5:01 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.